When Bloomington-based knitter Althea Chrome seeks inspiration while driving down the road or standing at a museum, she asks herself one question: how can I make that smaller? That's because Chrome knits garments at 1/12 the scale of normal knit objects. As Mia Partlow reports, this makes for 2-inch tall sweaters, gloves that are less than a half an inch, and a challenge that Chrome finds just her size.
My name is Althea Chrome, and I knit very tiny garments.
When Althea Chrome says she knits garments that are very tiny, she means it. She knits her sweaters and gloves with silk sewing thread and polished surgical wire because conventional knitting tools are just not small enough. She started knitting tiny objects to give herself a challenge after getting bored with the usual scarves and gloves.
Things kind of kept getting smaller and smaller. I liked socks and gloves and baby booties and little baby things. And, you know, before I knew it, I was really off the deep end, going very small.
Sitting with her project and magnifying glasses, Chrome will sometimes knit for 8 to 10 hours at a stretch. That's between her job as a respiratory therapist and raising 4 children. A lot of her work tells the story of her family life, like one pair of her impossibly tiny socks.
They tell the story of my life in Chicago, the big city. So I have the Chicago skyline with a few of the big buildings that you might recognize. So there's the John Hancock and the Sears Tower. And then you'll see Lake Michigan here. And then as you go toward the foot, it's a little road, which is symbolic of our trip out of Chicago. And then the other sock is symbolic of our trip here to sort of more serene country life in Bloomington.
And to be clear, these socks that Chrome is describing, with skylines and lakes and a winding road, are 1.5 inches tall.
That's right. That's right. Yes, they are minuscule.
Some of Chrome's sweaters are reproductions of recognizable works of art. Her Andy Warhol sweater features the pop artist's famous Marilyn Monroe screen prints on the back and tiny Campbell's soup cans for pockets. Knitting her own autobiographical designs and popular works of art at such a small scale draws attention to the craft of the garment's creation.
It begs the question, how is that done? And so, you know, it's a matter of figuring that out. And really, it's done in a very traditional manner, but I mean, it's also innovative as well. You have to figure out, how in the world am I going to, you know, turn this tiny heel?
And although Chrome in recent years has had to put knitting more on the back burner, she isn't exactly toiling in obscurity.
I ended up knitting for Coraline, the wonderful stop-motion animated movie. I knitted Coraline's sweater.
Dearest Coraline, I hope you like the new outfit I made you. Love, Mother.
And that was a whole other kind of challenge as well because, you know, they just would sort of send me like a really rough sketch and, you know, a little color palette. And they would say, you know, and they would send me Coraline's torso. And they would say, you know, make this.
For her next project, she'll be taking on a new challenge, knitting at a large scale. Very large. She partnered with photographer and bookmaker Yara Kluver to decorate one of the 5-foot-tall brains for Jill Bolte Taylor's Brain Extravaganza.
Our concept is about pain and comfort and how our minds and our bodies and technology all combine to create that. And I'm actually going to be knitting a cozy for the brain. And the cozy will represent sort of how we create comfort for ourselves.
But after she's done with the brain, Chrome is pretty confident she'll return to her tiny knitting.
I don't feel like there's any limit to this. There, you know, I could do this for the rest of my life and still find new things.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
Visit our website, wfiu.org/arts, to see these tiny socks and sweaters for yourself. Chrome and Yara Kluver's Brain Cozy will be on display at the end of April, along with the rest of the brains in the Brain Extravaganza.